David, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being on the program. 145 years your family has been dressing men. That's a long time.
It is, and it's been a I'm very grateful, and that's how I feel. I can't really explain it any other way. It's been a privilege for our store and our company to be a part of Lansing and to be a part of this community. It's just it's been a real pleasure.
Well, I walked in to the store. I wanted to meet you and get you on the program, but I had to wait because even though you are the owner of the store, you were measuring a gentleman for a suit. That's the kind of service that your store gives. The owner is heavily involved.
Well, I grew up taking care of people, and that's what I do today. I don't have an office. My office is the floor. And it's just, when I tell you that it's a privilege, I say that from my heart. It's just something that I grew up doing, and it's just, I'm very lucky to do something that I have a passion for and something that I really enjoy.
Tell me about the origins of the store.
Well, we started in Eaton Rapids, Michigan in 1865, and we were there for just a short time in downtown Eaton Rapids, and we were probably there about 5 years, and then we moved. My great-grandfather moved our store to downtown Lansing. We actually had two stores in downtown, and one at 113 North Washington, which is where we are today, and one at 210 South Washington. One was a millinery a shop. And one was men's clothing, and so today we're still at our original location, 140 some years later, right where we began.
And the store has maintained its customers in a tough economic time, and it's a fine clothing store. I think there is value, but with your type of store, you get what you pay for when it comes to quality. How have you been able to survive when you have these other outlet stores and these other discount stores for men's clothing?
It's really very, in my mind, it's very simple. It isn't really complicated. I have the nicest people that work with me, and most of our people have been there over 20 years, some 30 years. And we love what we do. We have a very relaxed atmosphere, and we have a passion for what we do. And the people that have been with me are, I have four tailors. I have the same people that have been there all those years in the tailor shop. I have the same people in the office, the same salespeople. It's all about people and people with integrity, and that's the key.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with David Kozacek from Kozacek's, who are celebrating their 145th year of doing business. David, when it comes to doing business in these tough economic times, even though you have a steady clientele, how have you been able to survive?
Tony, I would tell you that I feel very fortunate to, excuse me, to be in Lansing. Lansing's a great city, and it's a great city to be in business in. And I would also say that I feel very fortunate to be downtown. And the way we have survived is just taking care of each individual that walks through our doors. And I've always said that people might come in a stranger, but they leave a friend. And we just never want to disappoint anybody. We want to make people feel special. And whether people come in to buy a pair of socks or a shirt or they want to come in and buy suits, it makes no difference. Everybody's treated the same. And whether they're a young college student or whether they're an executive, it makes no difference. Whether they come in a pair of jeans or they come in well-dressed, it makes no difference. Everyone's treated with respect. And I think that's how we've been able to do it. It's just taking care of people properly.
And finally, David, at times in family-owned businesses, people want to run away and do something different or find their own niche. What made you stay with the family business?
I had the most wonderful father and the greatest grandfather, and I was lucky enough to work side by side with them for over 25 years, and I miss them. But their legacy inspires me to do what I do every day, and my customer inspires me. I just feel very fortunate, and so that's what inspires me, and that's what keeps me going is the pleasure of taking good care of people.
David, when I was in college, my buddies would give me a hard time. They teased me because I like to dress up. Were you the guy in high school who dressed up all the time?
Oh, I probably was. I probably was. And, you know, back in the 60s, and I'll tell you, Tony, we still get people that come back in and they tell me, you know, I bought my first pair of Sansa belts and my Arnold Palmer sweater from Kosachek's. And they like people come in for class reunions from all over the country, and they always come downtown, and they're so surprised to still see our store. And they come in, and they always want to kind of reminisce. And I feel very honored that they choose to come back and share their stories.
All right, David, thanks so much. We've appreciated your time, and congratulations on 145 years.
Tony, thank you so much.